left off discussing the sugya and daf mem tes and beis, where the Gemara discusses the very makoros for malacha Shabbos. The Gemara quotes a brisa that tells us that ein chayav in ela malacha shekayotze bo haisa b'mishkan, that Mishkan serves as a model for lamed tes malachas. When it comes to Mishkan, we'll have to see exactly what the Gemara is referring to, that heim zoru, but temno tizru. Zri is necessary for malachas ha-mishkan, and therefore that is considered to be among lamed tes malachas. The same tells us when it comes to ktsira, heim kotsru, but temno tiktsru. The brisa continues, heim helo asa krashim ekarka la-gola. That's a very important example mentioned in brisa, that they engaged in hachnasa, so too, atem lo tachnisu. Bear this Gemara in mind. The Gemara tells us explicitly that hachnasa was found in the Mishkan. This will be somewhat difficult based on the sugya that we'll soon see on Daf Sadivav Mabez, where the Gemara tells us that hachnasa is not an av, but hachnasa is only a tolda, despite the fact that here the Gemara tells us clearly it was found in the Mishkan. So this is the sugya as mentioned that tells us that there is that link between Melechus HaMishkan and Melechus Shabbos. We pointed out that this is true when it comes to Parshas Kisisa, as well as when it comes to Parshas Vayakel. That's where Rashi writes the name of the Mechilta in both of those contexts. The Smichas HaParshios tells us, Achesh Shabsosa Tishmaru, and Parshas Vayakel, which begins, Sheish Yesyomim Teyasa Melecha, that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us regarding Melechus HaMishkan, nonetheless, Shabbos will in fact take precedence. Melechus HaMishkan is not Doche Shabbos. And then we pointed out the Chiddush that the Sugin Yavamos and Davav HaMed Aleph makes the very same comment seemingly. Yacho Yehei Binyan Beis HaMikdash Doche Shabbos. And the Gemara tells us Talmud Lomar not citing Parshas Kizisa, Parshas Vayakel, but rather Vayikra Yotes, that Esh Shabsosei Tishmaru Umikdashi Tirau. So apparently two different makoros, Kisisa and Vayakel on the one hand, as opposed to Parshas Kedoshim that tells us that Melechus HaMishkan is not Doche Shabbos. I mentioned if you look in the Mechilta itself, an interesting Chiddush that the Mechilta is referring to, for example, the case of Tikkun HaMizbeach. Let's assume, for example, Natal Karno Shel Mizbeach. Are you allowed to repair the Mizbeach on Shabbos in order to allow for Akravas HaKarbanos? That's the Makar. Where it tells us, based on Parshas Vayakel, that in fact cannot be done. And what was the Havamina? To assume that one can engage in Melechus Shabbos in order to see to it that the Avodah Binyan HaMishkan can occur? So here also, a very different emphasis. The Sugin Yavamos, Davav Med Aleph, is the context of Esed Ochel Osaseh. So the Gemara apparently is arguing that we would have thought, but based on Esed Ochel Osaseh, that one is allowed to engage in Melechus HaMishkan even on Shabbos. No doubt that poses some difficulty. Number one is, do we assume Esed Ochel Osaseh when it comes to Shabbos? In the earlier should we mention, number one, Shabbos is Nisar Karis and Skila. Number two, Shabbos is Alav and an Esed. If you look in the Sefer on Chumashav, the Baal Hafla, the Panim Yafos in Parshas Kisisa raises even a further issue, and that is that Be'idna? After all, we mentioned, the Gemara always tells us, Beit Adav Ches and elsewhere, Esed Ochel Osaseh only works when exactly at the moment that one violates the law, one is Makayim Nesei. If you can isolate a time frame where there is an Isser without the Kiyum HaMitzvah, how can you argue Esed Ochel Osaseh? The Panim Yafos discusses the Hafla, is this considered to be Be'idna? Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Chilul Shabbos. After all, the Chilul Shabbos will begin immediately, no? As soon as you're going to start to engage in building the Beis HaMikdash, building a Mishkan, a malach is going to be performed. And yet the fulfillment of Osli Mikdash HaShachanti B'Socham is not going to come until a later time. Does that meet the requirement of Be'idna or does that not? The reason I emphasize this is because if you look at that Mechilta that Rashi quotes, that was not the Havamina. The Havamina that one can engage in Melacha in order to build the Beis HaMikdash or to do Tikkun HaMizbeach was not because of Esed Ochel Osaseh at all, but rather the Kavachom Mechilta is the following. The Torah tells us Avoda is Doche Shabbos. That's based on the Pasuk of B'moado, Afilu B'Shabbos and Afilu B'Tumah. that avod is dolche Shabbos, avod is dolche Tuma, the sugi in Yuman Dafav, Sanir Dafya Beis, and therefore this is part of the heter, so to speak, of the Moado. If the Torah says that avod allows for Chilo Shabbos, so hu adinami? If in order to offer this carbon, it's necessary to repair the Mizbeach, isn't that part of the heter of the Moado? The reason that Mechilta is so important, that resolves all the difficulties, no? After all, Essay of Chalosa, so we mentioned difficulty of Kares, of Skila, Essay in Lav, Be'idna, all those issues are resolved if you assume like the Mechilta that Rashi refers to, that tells us that the Havamina to assume that Malach is permitted is not because of Essay Dochalosa, say, Agzeres Akasu, that Avod is Doche Shabbos. So maybe Binyan HaMishkan or Tikkun HaMizbeach is considered to be part of Avodas HaKarbanos, which in fact is Doche Shabbos. It's an important Ta'ara that you won't notice unless you look explicitly in the Mechilta that Rashi quotes. When you look, it seems as though that's the same Shakla Ta'ara of the Gemara, but it's mentioned very different. So good. We have Psukim now that tell us this is not the case, that Melechus HaMishkan is not Doche Shabbos. Good. Rashi writes in the Sugya Daf Memtes Mabeis, when the Gemara comments that Heim Zaru, and Vatem Lo Tizru, Heim Kotzru, Vatem Lo Tizru, exactly what is that referring to? Which Zuriya, which Ktsira is it that serves as a model for Melechus Shabbos? So Rashi gives you many examples, but the Tzara Shabbos Shabbahem is all of them are referring to Binyan HaMishkan. For example, Rashi says, Zoru Kotzru is Bishul Samim Anim, in order to extract the dye necessary to utilize for Lizvoat Cheles, for the Oros Elim. Rashi says, Tochanu V'loshonami Samanan Litzvoa, everything was involved in Samimanim, in order to get the dye necessary to utilize not for Avodas HaKarbanos, but rather for Binyan HaMishkan. And Rashi in fact continues, and what about Afia? Afia is mentioned as part of Lamates Melachos, and Afia certainly was not present in Binyan HaMishkan. It wasn't necessary to engage the Malach of Ofe for the purpose of Binyan. So Rashi says, Enochinami, you are right. In principle, the application found in Mishkan was Bishul Samamanim, but rather Nokat Sidure Depas. Right? The Gemara is going to tell us that the first 11 Malachos are called Sidure Depas, the series of Malachos that would be involved in baking bread. We'll have to see. When we read the Gemara, does that have any significance lahalacha? That unit of the first 11 malachos, which are referred to as Sidura de Paz. And therefore, when Rebbe was Masada the Mishnah, he substituted Afia for the problem of Bishul. Rashi reiterates this a little bit later on Daf Ayin Gimla Mad Aleph. Rashi in the Mishnah, where Rashi is bothered by, again, one of Lamates Malachos is that of Ofe. Rashi comments, Lo Havi B'Mishkan. Afia is not found in the Mishkan at all. Because after all, Afia is when it comes to Paz. Pas was not found in Melechus HaMishkan, but rather again Rashi comments that Tana Sidura de Pas Noka. Why is it that Rashi writes so clearly that the Melech of Afi was not found in Mishkan? And all the examples that Rashi gives of Tchina and Lisha, Ktsira, all of them revolve around Binyan HaMishkan. Binyan HaMishkan. The Torah tells us, Vosli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Solchan, but not to do so on Shabbos. Binyan HaMishkan is not Doche Shabbos, and all Lamites Melachos have to find their presence in Binyan HaMishkan. So the Gleital points out in the Psicha that if you look in the Mishnah Daft Sadi Beis regarding Hotzah, you find that this is an essential machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam on the one hand, against the view of Rav Haigon based on the Yerushalmi on the other. The Mishnah describes the various methods and ways of Hotzah. The Mishnah tells us that Hamotzi ben Biamino ben Bismolo Tocheko Akseifov Chayim. If a person will carry in his left hand, his right hand, against his body, against his chest, on his shoulders, in all those cases, one is Chayim. That is considered to be Derech Hotzah. How do you know that that is true? So Rashi comments, look, when it comes to Akseifo, good, they have a Pasuk. Bemidbar Zayin, the Torah tells us, Bakotev Yisoh. That is considered to be Derech Hotzah. But what is the makor of Yamin and Smol and Tocheko, all the examples the Mishnah gives us, which is Derech Hotzah? So Rashi writes very simply, Orach Ara. That's Derech Hotzah. Right? When a person carries, he'll carry with his left hand, he'll carry with his right hand. To write with the other hand is called klachar yad. To carry with either hand is considered to be derech osa. Rashi writes, that's just simply the way that it is. You don't require any makar. This is a normal way of carrying. And then Rashi adds, however, uveshem Rabbeinu Yitzchak bar Yehuda Matzasi, who said in the name of Rav Haigon, that if you look in the Yerushalmi, this is a reference to Yerushalmi and Shabbos in Perek Yud in Halacha Gimel, it's all based on Pesukim. The Torah tells us in Bemidbar Dalet, Pasuk Tezayin, Ufukudas Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Shemen Hamor, Torres HaSamim, Minchas HaTamid, Shemen HaMishcha. What does that mean? Right, Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen was the one in charge of all of those aspects. What does that mean? Yerushalmi explains that Shemen Echad b'yamin, Shemen Echad b'smol, Ktores b'cheiko, Chavitin b'kotev. When it describes how Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen would transport all that was necessary for Mishkan, some things were carried b'yamin, some b'smol, some b'tocheiko, some al-kseifa. So that is the makor of Mishnah, that's the Chiddush of Rav Haigon based on the Yerushalmi, that you see that is considered to be included in the Melacha Potza. This is not considered to be Kalachar Yad. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, here on the Daf, and Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbeinu Chananel, again with slight variation, refers you to that Yerushalmi. That is the Chiddush. Whereas Rashi writes, it's just Orach Ara. Rabbeinu Chananel, Rav Haigon, the Yerushalmi writes that no, there is a Mekor for these forms of Potza. Good. So the Eglintal comments in the Psiche as follows, that this is a very big Chiddush, not just simply a detail, whether there's a Makar or whether there's not a Makar, it's just considered to be Derech Hotsa or Achara, but rather, what is the Makar? Eglintal points out the following, that these Makaros are not from Binyan HaMishkan. The Shemen Hamor, the Ktoras HaSamim, Minchas HaTamid, Shemen HaMishka, this is not Binyan HaMishkan. This is what we're speaking about in order to allow for Avodas HaKarbanos. So apparently you see a very great Chiddush. The fact that Rav Haigon, based on Yerushalmi, is willing to cite a Makor for the Hagdara of Melech HaShabbos from not simply Binyan, but rather from Avoda, seems to indicate an essential machlokes. Mishkan and Melech HaShabbos, is that Binyan HaMishkan or even Avodas HaKarbanos? And Eglintal continues. If you look in the Tshuva Sarambam, the Tshuva Sarambam quotes Rav Haigon that writes the following. All of the first 11 Melachos that referred to as Siddur Dabas, Yeshnan beKarban Tamid and of Minchas Chavitim. All of these are found in the Karban Tamid and in Minchas Chavitim as well. In other words, that Avoda is the Mekar for these malachos. And Rav Haigon continues, V'chein garsinan, and that's exactly what the Gemara tells us, Heim zoru, atem lo tizru, the sugi that we just learned, in Shabbos nafem tesam adbeiz. What does it mean, Heim zoru? It's necessary to engage in charisha, and zriya, and ktsira, in order to have a mincha. So therefore, that serves as the basis of lamed tes malachos. So the Gleital writes, this is a critical machlokes. Do we limit the Makor of Melech HaShabbos to Binyan HaMishkan, or can we glean from Avodas HaKarbanos? That is the machlokes. Good. Rav Haigon writes, all Sidur Depas is found in Avodas HaKarbanos, and that's why Rav Haigon Lishitasei will quote these Makoros for the Melacha of Hotzah, even though it is not, strictly speaking, considered to be Binyan HaMishkan at all. So an essential machlok is Binyan HaMishkan or Avodas HaKarbanos as its source. Is there any nafkamina as to whether Binyan HaMishkan or Avodas HaKarbanos is the model for Melech HaShabbos? We've all agreed to the Lamatas Melachos. So if you look in the Eglintal later, Eglintal writes a couple of nafkaminas. This is not found in the Psicha, but the first is Eglintal in the Melacha of Dash, found in Sifkotin Yud Zayin Os Yud Aleph. Schita is forbidden on Shabbos. Schita, we will learn, can be part of one of two malachos. Sometimes schita is part of dash, part of the disha process. Sometimes schita is part of melabing, part of the laundering process. Right? They're going to be important nafkaminas daraisa, whether schita is disha or whether schita is melabing. Good? Schitas zeisim v'anovim. A person will squeeze an olive in order to extract oil, squeeze a grape to extract its juice. That certainly is a issa daraisa. That is, in the broad sense, part of disha. That's not schita, which is malabein. That's part of the process of dash. But schita zeisim v'anovim, is that an av or is that a tolda? Everyone agrees that that's an issa daraisa, but is that an av or is that a tolda? Unclear from the Gemara. Schita zeisim v'anovim. The Gemara is going to tell us, you'll see, Shabbos daf tzarevav medbeis, babakam daf beis amad aleph, in order to be an av, Hach tahavi b'mishkan chashiva kara the av. Mishkan is essential in order to be an av. If it resembles the av, not found in mishkan, we'll have to tighten that definition. That is only considered to be a tolda. Schita zeisim v'anovim. Was that found in the mishkan? Is that an av or is that a tolda? And as we'll see in the next sugi, tzarevav medbeis, there should be many nafkaminas la'alacha as to whether something is an av or whether something is in fact a tolda. So you have to ask yourself, was this found in mishkan? Eglita writes the following chiddush. You don't find schita zeisim v'anovim in binyan ha-mishkan. They didn't need yayin or shemen for binyan ha-mishkan, but they certainly needed yayin or shemen for avoda, for avoda sakarbanos. If you will limit mishkan, binyan ha-mishkan, as Rashi and the Rambam write, so in such a case, schita zeisim v'anovim resembles disha. After all, it shares the same meleches masheves, but it wasn't found in the mishkan, therefore it will only be a tolda. But according to the view of Rav Haigon, schita zeisim v'anovim was absolutely found in mikdash as part of avodas hakarbanos, therefore havi b'mishkan, therefore that is considered to be an av malacha with nafkamines daraisa. That's one nafkamina the Gleital writes. And then the Gleital has, right, a further nafkamina as well. This Gleital is also found in the malacha of dash. This is found a little bit later in Sivkatan Chav Ches in Os Yud Aleph. The Gemara later in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Ches Amar Aleph, discusses the case of molalin melilos, a person who will rub pods in order to remove seeds. Molalin melilos. What is that? Is that a din daraisa? Is that a din darabanan? This is what the Gleital addresses. The iser of molalin melilos, rubbing a pod in order to remove its seed. Egleital quotes the Oruch, the Shem Hagon, that this is a malacha daraisa. Molin melilos is forbidden min haTorah. And the Rambam assumes differently. The Rambam writes, Perachov tes, Perachov aleph, halacha yutes, Afil chashabes, chav aleph yutes, that molin melilos is only an iser derabanan. Only an iser derabanan. That's a critical nafkamin, whether something is forbidden min haTorah, forbidden derabanan. Egetal suggests this is all the Shita say. That Oruch B'Shem Hagon is reflecting the Shita of the Gonim, that Avodas HaMishkan serves as a basis of Lamites Malachos. The process of Molin Melilos was found in Avoda. Egletal explains, when they would harvest the Minchas HaOmer, they would engage in this process, Molin Melilos, rubbing the Saorim in order to extract its seeds. It was found in the Mishkan, but only in terms of Avoda. As part of the process of bringing the Minchas HaOmer, Molin Melilos was not found in Binyan HaMishkan. If you assume that Avodas HaKarbanos can serve as a Makar, this will be a Malacha Daraisa. If, however, it is limited to Binyan HaMishkan, so then one could envision the possibility, as the Rambam writes, that this is only Dirabanan. And in fact, and Gleital writes, L'shitase, this view of the Aruch B'Shem Hagon is the Shitas HaGaonim Rav Haigon, that Avodas HaKarbanos serves as the Makar. What about the Rambam Shita? The Rambam is Rashi, no? The Rambam, when it comes to Hotzah, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Beis, when the Rambam explains that Mishnah Daf Tzari Beis, all the different ways of carrying, whether it's Yamin, Smal, Cheko, and the like, the Rambam writes, why are you Chayiv? The Rambam writes, Mipnei Shemotzi Kederach HaMotziin. That is called derech hotzah. The Ram does not quote any makar, like Rav Haigon, like the Yerushalmi, for these forms of hotzah. The Rambam just simply writes the view of Rashi, which the Klital points out is l'shitase, because the makar that the Yerushalmi will bring is from Avodas HaKarbanos, not from the case of Binyan HaMishkan, and therefore you cannot utilize that as a makar for the definition of hotzah, other than to assume that that is considered to be derech aras. So two different nafkaminas l'alocha, sofer neglital. One, whether it's an avot toldo, but certainly nisa daraisa, schita zeisim vanavim. The second case, molim lidos, machlokis rishonim, whether a din daraisa or an iser derabam. Neglital is bothered by the following point. Rashi's shak levitari. In this sugya daf mem tesim beis, and also in the sugya daf ayin gimel, then why is it that the Tana mentions afia in that bishul? The answer sidur de pas. If this was Rashi's kashin teretz, beautiful. Everyone would have said the shitase. Rashi, who assumes that the makor is only binyan hamishkan, so therefore afia is not found in binyan hamishkan. Bishul is found, so therefore you understand the kasha. Why is it that Rebbe was Masada the Mishnah mentions afia in ad bishul? If this was Rashi's kasha, very good. The Shita say one would argue, according to Rav Haigon, no kasha whatsoever. Afia was found in the Mishkan. Now, when it comes to chavitin, when it comes to manachos, when it comes to lechem apanim, shtei halechem, of course afia is present. If this was just Rashi, good, the Shita say. The difficulty is this is a Gemara that Rashi is citing. The Sugya and Daf Ayin Daldum and Beis. This is Rav Papa's Ha'ara. Amar Rav Papa, Shava Tana Didan Bishul Samamanim Tahaba V'Mishkan V'Nakat Ofen. That's Rav Papa's Kasha. How is it that the Tana of the Mishnah did not include Bishul, but rather mentions Afia? And why the preference of Bishul over Afia? Because Bishul have in the Mishkan, the Gemara says, as opposed to Afia that was not found in the Mishkan. And the Gemara answers, you're right, the Tana Didan, Sidura de Pasnaka. How will Rav Haigon, Yerushalmi, understand that Ha'ara? Now, isn't it Mefurish in the Gemara? That Bishul, yes, Afia, no, in terms of Binyan HaMishkan, but not in terms of Avodas HaKarbanos. So Glital writes the following tenets. According to Rashi, very good. According to Rav Haigon, no, a difficulty. Eglital writes this. The drushas that we mentioned, Shabbos and Mishkan, really contain two different elements. Number one, it's a source of Malacha Shabbos. The smichus, acheshev sosei tishmaru, sheish Hashem tiyasa malacha, that tells us that you want to know what is considered to malacha, look at Mishkan. And then a further halacha, that Melechesh HaMishkan are not Doche Shabbos. Good. So number one, that you see from the juxtaposition of the Psukim, that this is the Makor of Lametes Melechos, Mishkan Shabbos, and number two, that Melechesh HaMishkan are not Doche Shabbos. Then Glital points out that obviously these are not two different Roshas. These are just two sides of the coin. Hainu hach. No? In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, build a Mishkan, don't do so on Shabbos. Since Melechesh HaMishkan is not Doche Shabbos, therefore we can derive anything necessary for Mishkan is a Melacha. These are not two independent drushas. These are just two elements of the drusha. Number one, that the smichus of Mishkan and Shabbos teaches us that the makor of Melechesh Shabbos stands for Mishkan. And number two, it presupposes that Melechesh HaMishkan is not Doche Shabbos. That's exactly the drusha. How does that help? It's all a single drasha. It's not enough to say this was found in the Mishkan. Found in the Mishkan is insufficient. No, you have to argue the following. This act, A, was found in the Mishkan, but B, it was forbidden on Shabbos. Everyone agrees to that, no? This is what is required, according to Rashi, to build the Mishkan, but the Torah said don't do so on Shabbos. That serves as a malacha. What would that mean according to Rav Haigon? This is an avoda which is found in the Mishkan, true, but then the next step, and this avoda is forbidden on Shabbos. Step one is not sufficient. Just because something is part of avoda is not enough to make a Adam Tes Melachos. It has to be the type of avoda which is forbidden on Shabbos. No? Very reasonable. So the Gemara writes the following Chiddush. Let's assume, for example, Harisha, plowing. Plowing was necessary for avoda. You need a minchas chavitin. You're going to have to access, right, the grain. You're going to have to plow. But plowing is not allowed on Shabbos. So therefore, that serves as one of the lamites melachos. Ktsira, for example. You have to engage in ktsira for the minchas chavitin, but you can't do the ktsira on Shabbos. Good, that will serve as one of the lamites melachos. What about afiyah? There is, right, a chiyuv of bringing shtei lechem, of lechem hapanim. Is afiyah found in Mishkan? Absolutely. But afiyah shtei lechem, afiyah lechem hapanim, is that doche Shabbos or is that not doche Shabbos? If you assume it's not doche Shabbos, that's good then. That can be a makor of lamites melachos. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that you have to bring lechem hapanim, but you can't bake the lechem hapanim on Shabbos. Oh, so that is an indicator that baking is a melacha. What does Rebbe have to say about this? Afiyah shtei lechem, afiyah lechem hapanim. Is that doche Shabbos? Is it not doche Shabbos? When do they engage in afiyah? On Shabbos or Erev Shabbos? You know what? Rebbe Shita, the Mishnah Menachos, and Daf Ayin Beis and Beis. Rebbe is of the opinion that afiyah shtei lechem, afiyah lechem hapanim is doche Shabbos. That was done on Shabbos. Rebbe Shita is it must be done on Shabbos. You cannot do it on Erev Shabbos. Why is that true? Because Rebbe is of the following opinion, two words, Tanur Mekadesh. The afiyah is not just simply a hechsher. No, that is what creates the lechem hapanim. That is what creates the shtei lechem. Tanur Mekadesh means that the afiyah is what endows the chetzer with its kedushas hakarban. Tanur Mekadesh. Why is that such a great chiddush? Rashi says, Tanur Mekadesh, and therefore, V'i afi le'esmo. If you were to do the afiyah on Friday, if saluhu belina, the shtei alechem lechem hakarmin would become possible. Lina, it already has the chaloshim karban, shtei alechem lechem hapanim, from the time of the afiyah, and therefore it must be done on Shabbos. That's Rebbe's shita. No? Sevital writes, this finish. Well, of course then it can't serve as a model for lamites melachos. Avoda, which is doche Shabbos, how can that be one of the lamites melachos? The argument goes as follows. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, do this avoda, but this avoda cannot be done on Shabbos, so that tells you that this is a melach on Shabbos. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu says that this is necessary for avoda and do it on Shabbos, this is a melach. Maybe it's not a melach at all. No? So therefore, according to Rebbe Shita, Afi was not found in the Mishkan, not because it's absent from the Mishkan, but rather, Afi is doche Shabbos. So therefore, that cannot serve as a melacha. But what about the following? What about Bishul Samimanim? There, you have an example. Bishul Samimanim was something that you had to do, but you weren't allowed to do so on Shabbos. You couldn't start extracting the dye and cooking it up on Shabbos. That was not only found in Mishkan, but that was found in Mishkan in a way that it was not Doche Shabbos. No, that's the Gemara's Kasha, according to Rav Haigam. Why is it the Tana mentions Afiyah? Afiyah was not found in the Mishkan, right? Add a few words. It was not found in the Mishkan in a manner that it is not Doche Shabbos. And therefore, the Gemara has to come onto the teretz of Sidur de Pasnoka. That's the Chiddush that Begley Tam writes. Good? Even a further Chiddush of Begley Tam. The Gemara tells us that Mem Tesma Beis, Mishkan serves as the basis of Lamites Melachos, Heim Zoru, Vatem Lo Tizru. What does it mean, Heim Zoru? They engaged in Zrim. They planted, they plowed, therefore Zoreya, Choresh, those are Lamites Melachos. What does it mean, Heim Zoru, Heim Chorshu? What does that mean? They planted, they plowed, is that really true? According to Rav Haigun, it's absolutely true, no? What does that mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah of avodah. When it comes to avodah, look, you're going to have to plow, you're going to have to seed, you're going to have to engage in ktsira, and don't do any of these things on Shabbos. That's very good, right? The Torah is telling us regarding the future. There's a tzivui of avodah, there's a tzivui of Shabbos. You're not allowed to, in the future, do any act of zarei or ktsira harisha on Shabbos. Very good. Hey mzoru v'atem lo tizru. What about according to Rashi and the Rambam? The makor is binyan hamishkan. So what exactly does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, Vosni mikdash v'shachati b'selcha. Good. I want all of you to go in to get that which is necessary for binyan hamishkan. And among those things were the dyes, the samamanim necessary. What did Bnei Yisrael now do? They planted. They started planting at that point. And then what? And weeks later, then they harvested. And then weeks later, they were able to bring this for the Mishkan. No, that's not true. And they planted and plowed right now. La'achar tzivi ha-mishkan. That wasn't done at all. Eglita refers you to the Midrashim. That much of the necessities of those items that were necessary for the Mishkan, they brought with them from Mitzrayim. If they needed a particular crop, they didn't start planting now. No? So what does it mean, Himzor? They plant and therefore you cannot plant. So Gital just points out, according to Rashi and the Rambam, you have to translate that a little bit different way, more loose translation. No? It means that Dvaram Ha'elu Ba'in Ayide Harisha Uzriya. Normally speaking, if a person has to get the plants in order to secure the dye, if I were to tell you start from scratch, what would you do? Harisha, Zriya. Not that Bnei Yisrael did that. When they were given the tzivui of the Mishkan, in a matter of days, they were able to produce everything that was necessary. No? Heim Zoru doesn't necessarily mean that this is what Klal Yisrael actually did, but rather it means this is generally speaking what is necessary in order to secure Krushim, in order to secure Samamanim. This is the natural process. So Gital points out that also will be a different nuance. Rashi and Rav Haigon. According to Rav Haigon, no. In terms of Avodah, the Torah is telling us explicitly, you're going to have to plant in order to see to it that you have an ongoing stock of Tvua, in order to see to it that the Avodah continues, but don't plant on Shabbos. Good. That serves as a basis of Malacha. Here we're talking about Avodah Sakarbanos, where Bnei Yisrael did not plant Litzarach Avodah. They didn't do Harish Litzarach Avodah. So Ayinu Chinami, Heim Zoru means in a broader sense, no? That generally speaking, in order to secure Krushim, in order to secure Samamanim, it's necessary to engage in this practice, and therefore that serves as a Malacha. This is all true when it comes to Avos. Good? Avos are rooted in Mishkan, as the Gemara will tell us, Hach Dave Mishkan Chashiva Karliya. But then we have a great Chiddush. Not only is one Chayiv for Avos, one is Chayiv for Toldos as well. How do you know that Toldos are forbidden on Shabbos? We have all these Makoros for Avos, Mishkan. No, but Mehecha Taisi, a very great Chiddush to assume that if a person does that which was not found in the Mishkan, but in the broad sense resembles the Av, that also is a Chiyu Daraisa with the same onshin of Skila Kares Nechatos. I know that's true. Is this a Pasuk? Is this a Svara? Is this only when it comes to Shabbos? Or is this true when it comes to Kol HaTorah Kula? That there's a concept of Toldos as well. So if you look in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Amud Beis, just one very brief line in the Gemara. The Gemara quotes Gzeiras HaKasa for Toldos, a very important Kiddush. The Gemara is being Dorish the Pasuk in Vayikra Dalet. Again, that Pasuk is not dealing with Shabbos specifically. Vayikra Dalet, the theme of the parasha is Korban Chatos. And the Torah describes a person is chayiv v'chatos v'asa me'achas me'hena. If a person will violate any one of these, he's obligated to bring a carbon chatos. Good? So the Gemara has the following drasha. Hena, any of these, right? Hena, avos. Me'hena, that prefix of the men, unbelievable. That's told us. The whole institution of Toldos is based on one letter, Mehena. Rashi writes, "Ein obeitz ramaskal mehena klomar hayotzos mehen min ha'avos." Me means from. Your chayiv a karban chatas, even for violating something that is derived from these. Toldos hayotzos mehen min ha'avos. A very important chiddush. Right? It's one phrase in the Gemara. Mehena toldos. No? Unbelievable. No? That your chayev for Shabbos, not only for avos, lametes malachos, but for many, many scores and scores of toldos. No? What's interesting is how do you know your chayev toldos on Shabbos? There's the only place you find it in Shas. Zeras HaKosev. Zeras HaKosev. Mehena is l'rabos esatoldos. Is this true? That a tolda requires a gzeres hakasim. And what about when it comes to other areas of halacha? Is that true? The Mishnah Bava Kama Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Now you're familiar. Arba avos nezikin shor bor ma veheven. The very first line of the Gemara. Midak tani avos michlal dika toldos. Now, if the Mishnah tells us that there are avos nezikin, so there must be toldos as well, right? And then the continuing sugya. What are the toldos? Good. It's interesting. The Gemara does not raise, apparently, the obvious kasha, minayin. How do you know that you're chayim for a toldo? After all, the definition of av, Rashi writes when it comes to nezikin, is hanach tichsuvim bekra behedya. That which is written in chumash, that's called an av. Anything derived as a toldo? How do you know that that's true? There's no pasuk for toldos when it comes to nezikin. Whereas when it comes to Shabbos, a pasuk? When it comes to nezikin, the Gemara just says simply, midiktani avos michlal dikatoldos. The Gemara is not bothered to quote the makar at all. This is not my ha'ara, my kasha. This is the Mahari Katz and the Shita Mekubetzes. Take a look in Shita Mekubetzes, b'makama da'p beizim and aleph, divra maschil od sham. Shita Mekubetzes raises this issue. Why is it that in Shabbos, a gzeras hakasa for toldos? Why is it when it comes to nezikin, a svar pshuta? Shita Kubetzes writes the following, V'nira lamari katz de ilav kra. If you didn't have a pasuk when it comes to Shabbos, havi mematinan tolda mi denismacha parsha Shabbos amleches ha-mishkan. The whole source of amleches Shabbos comes from Mishkan. In order to argue that something which is not in the Mishkan is forbidden on Shabbos, how can you not have a gzeres hakosuv? That's the whole makor of amleches Shabbos. And therefore, ki heichid matinan sham alachas l'hayach hashivi, just like we would limit Melech Shabbos Mishkan, so too we limit it to avos, not to toldos. Mari Katz writes the following chiddush that b'chol haTorah kula, you don't require a pasuk at all. It's a svar pshuta, avos toldos. On Shabbos, if everything hinges on Melech HaMishkan, so meicha teisa that something that is not found in the Mishkan is forbidden on Shabbos. That requires a gzeres hakasuv. The impression you get from the Mari Katz is perhaps the following chiddush: that b'chol haTorah kula, no makar is necessary. Midiktani avos michlal dikatolos. Only on Shabbos, because we're so limited in terms of Mishkan, you need some pasuk to broaden. Otherwise, we would say that look, bedavka Mishkan, nothing more, nothing less. And now that we have this gzeres hakasuv, your chayefer told us on Shabbos, how does that affect other areas la halacha? Let's assume, for example, there's a malach of kotzer, one of lametes malachos. If I didn't have any pasuk of meyachas mehena, so therefore I would say that you're very limited. Your chaya, for example, for gozes, shearing, nothing more, nothing less. Now, I have a concept of toldos. Toldos tells us, you know what, you can broaden out these lametes malachos. Good? It doesn't have to be exactly as was found in the Mishkan, but if it is done for a similar purpose, a similar tachlis, a similar echas machsheves, that also is included. But that's gzeres hakasuv. Is that uniquely true to Shabbos? Or would that apply to Kol HaTorah Kula? Let me give you the following example. The Mishnah tells us in Bechoris, and Daf Chav Dalad Mabeis, the following case. Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam Omer, HaShochek Es HaBachor. You have an animal that is a Bachor. No, it's Tom Shchita. Good. In order to do a proper Shchita, you have to make sure to avoid Psule Shchita. One of the Psule Shchita is called Chalada. No? That means that the knife cannot be concealed. The knife cannot be underneath any layer. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef HaMishlam says the following. If a person is doing a shchita sabachar, tolesh es haseir. Pluck the hair of the animal. So that the shchita will be done, right, literally, on the makom shchita, that part of the neck of the animal, and remove the hair of the animal prior to shchita. So Rabbi Yosef HaMishlam says simply, hashochet es habachar, tolesh es haseir. You want to avoid the psulei shchita of chalada. Why is this such an important kiddush? Tolesh es haseir. Are you allowed to do so when it comes to a bachar? The Torah tells us, Dvarim tesvav, pasuk yates, lo sagoz bachar tzonecha. You're not allowed to shear an animal that's a bachar. You're not allowed to remove its fleece, to remove its hair. So how can Rabbi Yosef HaMishulam tell us that if you're being shochet habachor, the first thing to do is to remove the hair from the makom hashchita? That should be forbidden, midaraisa. Lo sagoz bachor tzonecha. How is that possible? So the Gemara writes in Bachoros Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, apparently what do you see? The tolesh lav hainu gozeins. Tolesh, plucking, is not shearing. So there's an isra of los sagos, of giza. You can't shear the animal. But simply plucking the hair, that's not called giza. No, tolesh, lav, hainu, gozes. That's the Gemara suggests in Avchafim and Avchafim. The Gemara raised the following kasha from Abraisa. Is that really true? Hatolesh es hakanuv. A person on Shabbos plucks the feather from an oaf. You're chayiv. Reish Lakish says, chayiv mishum gozeis. Tolesh, plucking, is a tolt of gozeis on Shabbos. So if on Shabbos, tolesh is chayiv mishum gozeis, how can you argue that when it comes to Bechor, tolesh lav hainu gozeis? That's the kasha, the Gemara. The Gemara answers, wait a second. How can you compare a behemoth to an oaf? That's the teretz of the Gemara. When it comes to an oaf, kanaf, urchev. What do you do with the feathers of an animal? You shear? Of course you don't shear an oaf. You pluck the feathers. So plucking is urchev. However, when it comes to an animal, a behemah, gizas tzon, what do you mean? Shearing, yes, but plucking, no. So what was the Gemara's kasha? If on Shabbos, tolesh is chayiv mishum gozeis, so therefore, tolesh is gozeis when it comes to bechor. Nothing to do with Shabbos. Velosa goes bechor tzonecha. And what's the maskanas haGemara poshav shat? You're absolutely right. We can equate Shabbos and gizas haBechor, but your argument is flawed because you can't compare an oaf to a behemah. What is normally considered to be urche when it comes to an oaf is klacheriyad when it comes to a behemah. You don't pluck the hair of an animal. You don't shear an oaf. Why is this Gemara such a great Kiddush? Because the Gemara is very comfortable with just a simple assumption that once you have a Gzeres HaKosov of Toldos on Shabbos, and once you define Gozes on Shabbos to include even Tolesh, this is not limited to Shabbos. This is true B'chol HaTorah Kulo. And therefore, if you have another halacha that requires or forbids giza, tolesh is included. That's very important. No? Even though it's a gzeres hakosuv on Shabbos, that there's a concept of toldos, as the Mari Katz said, that gzeres hakosuv is necessary. Because if everything is based on Mishkan, I would have been very conservative. I would limit it to exactly the way it's found in the Mishkan. Now the Torah tells us to broaden out, but that broadening is not only limited to Shabbos. That applies to other areas of halacha as well. If you can demonstrate that the term gozeis includes all different forms of removal of hair, That will be true when it comes to any area of the halach as well, even for Giza Sabachor. That's a very great Kiddush. Now, one could have argued that the Gzeiras HaKosuv of Toldos is limited to Shabbos, and Mehecha Teisi this applies when it comes to the areas of the halacha. And maybe Los Sagos Bechor Tzenecha is only Giza, not referring to anything else. And Shabbos is irrelevant. Apparently that's not true. The Toldos of Shabbos are relevant for the definition, for the Hagdara of that Malacha, and that Hagdara is true universally, even in other areas of the halacha. According to Mari Katz, you understand very well, Toldos are a Svara. No, the only reason you need a pasuk in Shabbos is because of the limitation of Mishkan. But once you have the pasuk, so you can apply the svar of Shuta of Midiktani Avos, Michlal Dika told us that you have a right to broaden out. However, take a look in the Tosis, and that's a Bechoros Tav Chof Heim and Aleph, Devar Maskel V'Omer Ish Lakish. Tosis is terribly bothered by this kash of the Gemara. Tosis writes, Tema, Mahu Makshe. What's the kash of the Gemara? If it's a tolda on Shabbos, so therefore is obviously included in the Isra of Gizas Bechor, Mechateisi Tosa says, Mahu Makshe, Afa Gabdinin Bechor Lo Mechaybe Mishim Lo Sogos, even though this is not within the Isra of Lo Sogos Bechor Tzonecha, Linyan Shabbos, of course you're Chayim. No? Because after all, right, on Shabbos there are toldos. What is the definition of Gozes Tosa says? Kol davar sha'okar davar migidulo. Uprooting anything from its source. And Bali Chaim is called Gozes. Gozes on Shabbos is not literal shearing, but rather the definition of Gozes on Shabbos is okar davar migidulo. Anytime you will go ahead and remove that part of a balchai, which is omedli natil, that's considered to be a case of gozes. But how in the world is that relevant to bechor? Astosis is kasha. If something is a tolda on Shabbos, and the Torah based on gzeiras hakosuv tells us, broaden out your definition. Don't understand gozes to mean shirim, but rather oker davar legidulo, uprooting. So therefore, L'may nafkamina, whether it is shearing or whether it is plucking. But that's not relevant to tzom, no? Interesting chiddush that Tosas writes. Tosas says you cannot understand the Gemara Kepshuto. You have no right to assume that what is a told on Shabbos is relevant for other areas. How does Tosas read the Gemara? Tosas says you have to be marche. You have to assume the Gemara differently. Tosas says, V'i havi mefarshinan. The Gemara thought the following. The Gemara thought that the statement of the Gemara is that Tolesh is Kilachar Yad. The reason Tolesh would not be included is because you're never chayav for Tolesh. Tolesh is never considered to be Urche. That's always called Kilachar Yad, because you never remove in that fashion. So the Gemara says, no, you see from Shabbos that that's not called Klachar Yad. That's what Tosa says. Tosa says that Tolesh Choshev Klachar Yad and Maisi Raya Mishabbos, that's not called Klachar Yad. Look, if you want to ask yourself, what is called normal and what is called abnormal? What is usual? What is not usual? Well, so if I can show you from Shabbos this is called normal, very reasonable, this should be called a normal activity when it comes to other areas of halacha as well. So the Gemara's havamina was is that tolesh and gozes, in the case of tolesh, that's called klachar yad. So the Gemara says, you see from Shabbos, it's not called klachar yad. But Tosus writes, you have to read the Gemara that way, even though it doesn't sound that way from the Shakla Vataria. But don't understand the Gemara to mean that every told of one applies to the other, because that really is not true. That's a very fascinating chiddush. So Tosus writes that when it comes to the Issa d'Araisa, Lo Sagos Bechor Tzonecha, there's no halach of toldos. There's no halach of toldos. Toldos of Gzeres HaKosov is unique when it comes to Shabbos. And even once you have the pasuk, the Kamash Malin is not that this is the klal, but this is the Yotzim in HaKlal. Even a further nafkamina, a very different area halacha. If you look in Shar HaMelech, Perek Yud of Hilchos Rotzeach, the Shar HaMelech quotes the following suffix of the Mutzal Me'esh. It writes the following. Parsha Shoftim, Perek Chaval of Pasuk Dalid, the Torah tells us that what if a person has a glarufa on Nachal Esan? The restrictions on this Nachal Esan, this valley, no? The Torah says, Asher lo ye'oved bo, velo yizareh. This field cannot be plowed. Good? The Rambam explains in Mar Nebuchadnezzar, this is such a terrible thing that warrants the Egla Rufa. There should be a constant reminder, a constant monument, so to speak, to this tragic event that a person was found killed. And therefore, you're not allowed to plant this field. Lo yizareya. Zrin anachal eisen is nisadar eisa. Shamalach raises the following suffix. Good. Zareya means planting. But now you come to the world of Shabbos, and we're going to learn that Zareya is not limited only to planting, placing a seed in the ground. They're told us of Zareya. For example, Mashkemayim Nizraim, watering. It's very different in terms of its Tzuras HaMelacha, but it shares a common purpose, a common leches machsheves. The Gemara tells us, Mekotin Daf Beis Mabeis, Simuchi Peiri. It's being done to promote the growth of the plant. So on Shabbos, not only is planting forbidden, anything that is going to promote the growth of a plant is usher. Pruning is forbidden. Watering is forbidden on Shabbos. Shamalach raises an interesting suffix. Is this true when it comes to Nachal Eisan? When the Torah uses the term Zareya, Lo Yizareya, in a different context other than Shabbos, and you have a Gzeiros HaKosov on Shabbos that allows you to broaden out the definition of Zareya, is it really a halacha that it's an issa daraisa to water an achal eisan? Or no, you can't plant, but mehecha teisi to be able to apply. That bachara should depend on how you understand that sugi bacharas. Like Poshim Shan the Gemara, or like Tosis' chiddush that no, you can't assume that the toldos of Shabbos are relevant to kol haTorah kula. Minchas Chinuch has the following ha'ara. Minchas Chinuch is found in Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph. Minchas Chinuch writes, if you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Yud Halacha Tes, the Rambam describes the restrictions of Nachal Eisan. The Rambam writes, you can't be Zoreya, you cannot be Noteya, you can't plant the Nachal Eisan. And then the Rambam just adds the following two words, U'kayotze Be'elu, and anything similar. What is the Rambam adding? No? Zri is usur, neti is usur. Good, you can't plant a sapling, you can't plant a seed, or anything else that resembles these cases. No, kayotze beilu. And if you do so, the Rambam writes a rezaloka. This is part of this adaraisa. What is kayotze beilu coming to include? Not mufurish in the Rambam, but the Minchas Chinuch suggests, told us. No? Once in Shabbos, mashkamayim lizraim, or Zomer is Chayim Mishum Zareya, so therefore that is the illusion of the Rambam v'kayotze be'elu, these things are forbidden as well. Interesting Kiddush. The Toldos of Zareya relevant for Zriya b'Nachal Eisan. A further Harav Minchas Chinuch, this is found in Mitzvah Tezvav in the Minchas Chinuch. The Torah tells us when it comes to Korban Pesach, Shmos Perek Yibbeis and Posuk Memvav, the Korban Pesach has to be eaten in a single bayis. Korban Pesach is supposed to be eaten in the Mashal Gdula, Kedarach B'nei HaMelachim, like a melech would eat. Good? When a melech eats. And he doesn't break the bones to try to get every morsel. So Tosa says there's Nishrav, Etzen Lo Sishmerubo. He can break the bones. Eat it as a melech would eat. When a melech eats, he has to carry his food with him from place to place to place. No, Melech will eat whatever he is. He's not worried about having the leftovers, no? Carrying food from here to there. A Melech, Babay Yisechad Yachel. That's the Yishita Korban Pesach. And the Torah continues and tells us, Lo Sotzi Min Habayis Min Habasar Chutza. And therefore, do not carry the Korban Pesach outside of the Makom Chabura. That's where you consume it. Don't take it from place to place. Minchas Chinuch raises an interesting suffix, Mitzvah Tezvah. What about the Toldos of Hotza? The Torah says, Lo Sotzi, don't carry the Korban Pesach. Mi makom outside the Makom Chabur. Now, We will learn when it comes to Hotzah that Hotzah doesn't only mean classic Hotzah. Hotzah includes Zorek. Hotzah includes Moshit. They're told us of Hotzah. Do I have a right to assume that once we define Hotzah in the broadest sense when it comes to Melech HaShabbos, that this is relevant to any other place where the Torah says, do not carry? For example, when it comes to Korban Pesach. See, the Gemara does tell us in Pesachim and Daf, Peihim and Beis, the following Chiddush. Hamotzi Bisar Pesach. If a person will carry the Bisar HaKorban outside of the Makom Chabura, Eino Chayiv Ad Shianiach. You're only Chayiv if you do a Hanacha. Interesting Chiddush. Why is that true? You need a Hanacha? The Gemara says, because Hotzah Ksiv Bei Keshabbos. Because the Torah says Hotzah when it comes to Shabbos. And Hotzah on Shabbos requires an Akira and a Hanacha. So to a very great Chiddush. You require an Akira and a Hanacha to violate this Adaraisa of those Sotzim in Habayis min HaBosar HaChutzim. Even though certainly in terms of the reason for this, sir, what do you require a Hanacha for? You're not supposed to act like a pauper carrying your leftovers out of the restaurant. No, don't do that. You have plenty. But since the Torah used the term of Hotzah, Hotzah Tzibei Keshabbos, the definition of Hotzah will be the same when it comes to Shabbos and when it comes to Korban Pesach. That's the Gemara Pesach, Medav Peheim and Beis. Yeah, that's in terms of the definition of Hotzah, Akira, Shin Reshus, Hanacha. But you also go to the next step and say, who had the nami when it comes to toldos? Just as there's a told of Hotzah, Zorek and Moshit. So who had the nami that's included in Korban Pesach? Or is that not true? Or the Minchas Sinach raises the following suffix. The Gemara says that you need a Hanacha because Hotzah Ksiv Bei Keshabbos. We'll learn a little bit more about a Hanacha when it comes to Shabbos. Where must that Hanacha be done? The Gemara tells us in Shabbos and Daf Dalet that the Hanacha has to be on a Makom Choshuv. It's not enough that you drop or you put down the Chafetz. The Chafetz must be placed on a Makom Choshuv, meaning Makom Dalet Al Dalet. Dalet Al Dalet. And Chasinach raises the following suffix. Is that necessary when it comes to Korban Pesach? That not only did a Hanacha, but it has to be a Hanacha b'Makom Choshuv, Dalet by Dalet, or is it not true? And Chassidus suggests the following Chiddush. How do you know that you need a Hanacha, Makom Dalet al Dalet, that the area in which the Chafetz will rest must be Dalet Tfachim by Dalet Tfachim? If you look in the Tosos and Shabbos, Daf Dalet Aleph, Damask Avaha, Tosos quotes Machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and Dari as to the Makar of Dalet Dalet when it comes to Hanacha. How do you know Hanacha has to be B'Makom Choshu? Rabbeinu Tam says Mishkan. Because the Hanacha that they did in the Mishkan was always B'makom Choshuv. And the rewrites that no, that the Pasuk of Hotzah, Al Yetzei Ish Mimkoma, that Mashma Dechaya Chafetz, the Chafetz has to be placed on a Makom. Makom, before Torah Kula, is Dalet by Dalet. Interesting Machlokis, the Rina Rabbeinu Tam, whether the requirement of Dalet by Dalet is based on Mishkan, or whether simply that generally speaking, Hanacha means Hanacha in a place, and Makom is Dalet by Dalet. And Chassidus suggests, what should the Nafkamina be between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri? An area other than Shabbos. For example, Korban Pesach. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if it's Mishkan, maybe it only applies to Shabbos. According to the Ri, that no, this is the definition of Hotzah. Hotzah means Hanacha, and Hanacha means Hanacha b'mekoma, in its place, Dalet by Dalet, that's relevant to Korban Pesach. So again, the Gemara writes, in Hanacha, and Chassidus raises the suffix Dalet by Dalet. Even if you assume you need Dalet by Dalet, but then a suffix al gabi suffix, what about Toldos? Because Hanacha and Makam Hanacha are part of the definition of Hotzah in the restricted sense. But in the broader application, now Toldos, are Toldos limited to Shabbos? Or do Toldos apply B'cholot HaRakula? That's that issue of the Tosas and Mechoros. And Daf Chafei? There is a very relevant Gemara in this issue. And that's the Gemara in the very beginning of Maseches Moed Katan. The opening Mishnah tells us, Mashkin Beis Hashlachim B'moed U'Vishviyis. one is allowed to water an irrigated field on Chol HaMoed and even on Shavuos. You have a field that must be irrigated. It requires watering. That can be done even on Shavuos. So the Gemara in Daf Beis is bothered by the following. Mashke Mayim Lizroim, watering your plants on Shabbos. What malacha is that? What malacha is this? Take a look at the sugya. This will be very important for crucial principles of Shabbos. Rabba says, watering is a tolda of choresh. Why is that true? What does choresh do? Choresh breaks up, softens the ground. Ripui ara. So mashke mayim lizroim does the same thing. When you water the ground, right, softens the earth, that is called choresh. Rabbi Yosef says that no, it's considered to be a tolda of zareya, because the definition of zareya is simuchi peri, promoting the growth of the plant. So therefore, watering certainly accomplishes that. Machlokes Rab and Rabbi Yosef, whether mashke mayim lizroim, watering, is a tolda of choresh and a tolda of zareya. Take a look at the Gemara, because that's very crucial. This is the Hagdaros of Shabbos. Number one, it defines Choresh. Number two, it defines Zareya. Number three, the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha, maybe you should be Chayiv both. What's wrong with saying you're Chayiv twice? That Mashke Mayim Lizroim is called Choresh and Zareya. Is that ever possible? For one act, can you be Chayiv Shnayim? Well, of course. Now, begun learning a little bit in this parak. Of course, the Gemara is going to have cases that you're Chayiv more than one. Zomer, the Gemara says. Zomer B'tzarev Leitzim. It's chayiv twice. It's chayiv for kotzer. It's chayiv for zareya. That's what the Gemara is bothered by. When you chayiv once, when you chayiv twice, take a look at the Gemara. That's very crucial for the principles of Melech Shabbos. So look, whatever it is, the Gemara says, according to Rabba, watering is choresh. According to Rabbi Yosef, watering is zareya. But both are forbidden during Shemitah. No, charish is forbidden during Shviyas. Zri is forbidden during Shviyas. How in the world are you allowed to go ahead and to water these plants during Shviyas? How can the Mishnah say, Mashkin Beis Hashloche B'Shviyas? How can that be? So the Gemara has a machlokas, Abayin Ravu. Abayin says, you're right. The Mishnah is only referring to Shviyas Bizman Hazeh. When you have Shmita Daraisa, of course that's no good. Just like there's an Isra Choresh, there's Nisra of Zareya, the toldos of Charish and Zriya are included in Shviyas, and any heter is based on the fact that Shviyas Bizman Hazeh is only Drabanan. Look, if it's only Nisra Drabanan, and your whole field is going to be wasted if you don't water, so the Chachamim Himamra Behimamra, they allowed maintenance. Certain maintenance is allowed. Mashkin Beis Hashlochim B'Shviyas. That's only because Shviyas is Bizman Hazeh Drabanan. If Shviyas would be Daraisa, of course will be Aser. Because whatever is included in Choresh or Zareya on Shabbos is Aser during Shviyas. And Rava disagrees. Rava writes the following Yiddish. Avos Aser Rachmana, Toldos Lo Aser Rachmana. Wow. Only Avos are Aser. The Torah says you can't be Zareya. Planting is Aser. The toldos of Zareya, the toldos of Choresh, are not forbidden during Shviyas, even if Shviyas is Daraisa. Avos Aser Rachmana, toldos lo Aser Rachmana. Abai says it's Davar Poshut. Whatever is Aser on Shabbos is Aser during Shviyas, and any heter is only because Shviyas Bizman Hazeh is Drabanan. Rava writes fundamentally on a level of Daraisa, only Avos and not toldos. Isn't this exactly our question? Where there's a concept of toldos b'cholot Torah kula, so this is the difficulty. Now, this is always true in learning. Now, how do you know this is true? How do you know? How does Rava know to say avos yes and toldos no? So Rava says it's a pasuk. That's the problem. No, it's a pasuk. Rava's bothered by the following. You look in Vayikra Chafei, when the Torah tells us the prohibitions of Shviyas, the pasuk says the following. Sarchalos Yisra. You can't plant. Good. But the pasuk continues. Karma chalosizmur. You can't prune. Zomer is mentioned. Sefiah ketzirchal lo siksor. Ketzir is forbidden. You can't harvest. Inve nizirechal lo sivsor. You can't reap grapes. Rav is bothered. Wait a second. Right? Zomer, pruning is part of Zareya. Bitsira, harvesting grapes is part of Ktsira. So why does the Torah have to go out of its way and say, you cannot be Zareya and you cannot engage in Zomer? Lo Siktsor and Lo Sivtsor? Why does the Torah say all of this? No? Wouldn't it have been enough to say, do not be Zareya and do not be Kotser? And we would have known all these things. Why does the Torah have to say, Lo Sizra and Lo Sizmor? Lo Siktsor and Lo Sivtsor? Rava says, Lememra, Da'ahani told us, Mechayev Achrini Lo Mechayev. You're only chayev for these four things and for nothing else. You're only chayev for Zriya and Zomer. You're only chayev for Ktsira and Bitsira. But the Torah doesn't say Mashkamayim Nazarayim. So watering is mutter. Well, that's what Rava says. Avo Sas Rachmana, Todos Lo Rachmana. And how do you know that this is true? Because the Torah says don't plant, and the Torah says and don't be Zomer. No? The Torah doesn't say don't water. That's the way the Pasuk presents it. You know what the difficulty always is with this form of Shakla V'tari in the Gemara? The starting point is, look, we would have said everything is Asur. But you have a Pasuk that tells you that's not true. Right? The Av Malach of Zareya, and one told the Zomer. Rava says that clearly implies, and other told us are Mutter. You know what the difficulty is? Whenever you have that, you would think, A, you have a Pasuk. Now, what's the Kamash one? Is your premise correct? Or is the Kamash on your premise is wrong? No? The Havamin is we would equate Shabbos and Shvius. No? You have a Pasuk that says you have no right to do so. So how do you understand that Kamash one? Is that the Klal or is that the Yotzim in a Klal? Is the rule now that you cannot equate Shabbos with other areas of Halacha? And the rule is Shvius? Just as you cannot equate Shemitah and Shabbos, you can't equate Shabbos to the area of the halacha. For example, Tosas is Ha'ara, Lo Sagos, B'chor Tzanecha. Or she would argue, no. In general, of course you can equate. In general, the Havamina of the Gemara, that what is true of Shabbos is true everywhere, is absolutely the case. And that's why it's necessary for the Torah to limit Shvius, because this is the exception, that's not the rule. Whenever you have a Gzeiras HaKosuv, does that prove the rule, or does that prove the exception, no? That's the difficulty. Abayi assumes Devar Poshut, told us Rasser and Shvius. According to Abayi Salvachol Torah Kula, we paskin like Rava. On Shvius, only certain told us Rasser, other told us Mutter. That's all based on Gzeiras HaKosuv. Is that Gzeiras HaKosuv the Klal? From there we derive that you cannot equate Shabbos with Shari Surim? Or no? Of course you can equate Shabbos with Shari Surim. Otherwise, what do you need the Gzeiras HaKosuv for? The Torah goes out of its way because Kadosh Baruch Hu did not want us to equate Shabbos with Shvius. But that's the exception. The Klal, of course, is that normally we would apply this when it comes to other cases as well. I'll just give you two other Marma comments in very different areas of Halacha. One is the Ritvan Kedushin and Daf Chofei Mabeis Tivramasko Bahad Tani. Not our sugya, but Kinyanim. If you want to be Kone Chayfins, right, in Lundus, there are two different types of Kinyanim. One of the challenges of Kinyanim is to simply know how to classify, how to be Magdir. Good? One form of kinyan is what we call a hachnas l'rishus. Literally, you take possession of the chayfins. Isn't that a demonstration of Bibles? Hachnas l'rishus. Another form of kinyan is not hachnas l'rishus, what we call in Lamdas haknami das. Haknami das. It's a kinyan that reflects das kone, das makne. It's not a hachnas l'rishus. I want to acquire your animals. Your animals are in another state. So what do? I make a kinyan chalipin. That's a hachnas l'rishus. The animals now physically enter my possession? Certainly not. Chalipin is a pretty usual kinyan. The maisa kinyan of chalipin, right, is an indicator, a manifestation of das kona das makne. That's considered to be a kinyan. Kinyanim break up into two worlds. No? Sometimes a hachnas l'rishus, sometimes a haknami das. Good? Okay, so store that. It'll become relevant in future segments. Good? The Ritva writes there are a lot of different forms of hachnas the rishus. No? Meshicha, Misira, Hagba. There are a lot of different ways that you can demonstrate that the chefetz now enters my rishus. So the Ritva just uses the following terminology. Take a look. Meshicha is the av. That's a real hachnas the rishus. I take the object and I do an act of meshicha. Mamish hachnas the rishus. And what about mesira and hagba? I lift up the chefetz. I lift the chefetz a few tefachim off of the ground. What is that? Lashon haritva v'havilehu kitolda dine. That's a tolda. There are different forms of hachnas rishus. The av of hachnas rishus is mamish. You do a meshicha l'rishuscha. Right, that's the av malacha. Now, the toldos malacha recognizes a quasi hachnas rishus. I pick up the chefetz. Not a full hachnas rishus. Right? But Hagba, the Ritva writes, Achidish, Atold of Meshicha. Interesting Chidish? No? And then there's a comment of Rabbi Yonah found in the Mishnah in Avos. Right? Paragimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Rabbi Yonah writes the following. Averos hachamuros. Avodazara gilarash shvichus damim, Yiharag vayavor. We know from the sugyas of Yiharag vayavor that the definition of arayos or shvichas damim, avodah zarah, is not limited. It's a broader definition. No, for example, avodah zarah does not only include the mamish avodah zarah itself, the deity, even mishamshi avodah zarah, something which is used to service avodah zarah. That also is yarag vayavor. Em Yisrapim, you can't use that to heal someone, even if it's not Mamish Avodah Zarah, but Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Hey, Gili Arayos does not only include Mamish Amaisa Bia, Gili Arayos, but even Avuzrayu de Gili Arayos, a broader definition. Sometimes Dibur, sometimes Histaklus. It's not only that Bia itself, the act of Gili Arayos, is Yarek Vayavor. The same thing of Shvichus Damim. That example Rabbi Yonah gives a fascinating one. Malvim Pnei Chavero Barabim. No? Embarrassing someone in public. That's a form of Shvichus Damim. No? Rabbi Yonah writes, in these cases, we could apply a principle of Yarag Vayavu. This is called Avuzrayu. And Rabbi Yonah uses our categories, our terminology, that there's a concept of avos and toldos when it comes to averos, achamuros. The av avodah zarah is avodah zarah. The told includes mishamshi avodah zarah. The av of gili arayos is gili arayos mamish, the maisabiyah. And all other such elements, right, that also are yarag vayavor, so that of uzrayu that is considered to be cases of toldos. Fascinating chiddush. Right, we'll have to go through this as we learn through the Masechta. To what extent Avos, Toldos, Svarag, Zeras, Hakosuv, its application b'chol Torah kula. So far we've discussed what is an Av to an extent, right? The Zeras Hakosuv of Toldos. I want you to go through the sugya carefully. Daf Sarivav Amudbeis. The following. That's where the Gemara makes the following statement. Hotzah is an Av. Hachnase is a tolda. The Gemara says, Michtei ahama chayiv, ahama chayiv. But you're chayiv both for osa, both for hachnasa. Amai kar they av, amai kar they tolda. What's the difference as to whether one is an av and one is a tolda? So we'll address two issues. The first issue is the following. Details of osa. Is it true that hachnasa is a tolda? You put the Gemaras together, isn't it difficult? The Gemara is going to say av is mishkan. The Gemara that we saw in Daf Mem Tesma Beis, Heim Hevel Sakrashim Ikarka Lagoma, Hachnasa was found in the Mishkan. And yet here the Gemara says explicitly that Hachnasa is only a Tolda. How can that be? If Mishkan is Av and Hachnasa was in the Mishkan, how can the Gemara tell us that Hachnasa is only a Tolda? The very starting point. So again, take a look at that Sugya Tzarivav Mabez, Mentesim Mabez, then go through Beis Amlav, the Tosus, if you haven't yet seen it, Poshat. That's the Tosus of Hotzah being a malacha geruah. What do you mean that it's a malacha geruah? So we already mentioned there is a ruah, some pebeis, but take a look carefully in Tosas, take a look in the Chiddush HaRashba. Tosas and the Rashba write different reasons as to why it is that Hotzah is a Malacha Geruah. So we'll have to discuss the issue of Malacha Geruah as well. What does this mean? That Hotzah is a Malacha Geruah? And a very important issue, is this relevant Lahalacha? When you look in the Roshana, Malacha Geruah, what does it mean? If I didn't have a Pasuk, if I didn't have Mishkan, I wouldn't have said that it's Aser. Good. But now that I have a Pasuk, and I have Mishkan, and I know it's Aser, is there any manifestation of the fact that Hotzah is a Malacha Geruah? Or is this all ethereal? No, this is what you would have said if the Torah didn't go out of its way and tell us that it's not true. But now that you have the Psukim, like we just got through saying, no, you wouldn't have known Hotzah. You have a Pasuk, you have Hotzah. Whenever you have a Pasuk, so now what does it tell us? That whole concept of Malacha Geruah is not true? That's not relevant? Or no, despite the fact that Hotzah is a Malacha Geruah, it's still Aser? And maybe there are other nafkaminas that are very relevant to Hotzah Malacha Geruah. So take a look at the Tosas, take a look at the Rashba, take a look at the Ramban, and take a look at the Sugidah Beis Mabeis. To what extent is Hotzah and Hachnasa, what is an Av and what is a Todah? We'll see many different Shitas in the Rishonim. And then go back to the Sugidah Tzayivav Mabeis, the thrust of the Sugidah. Given Hotzah is an Av, Hachnasa is a Todah, what's the difference? What are the differences between Avos and Toldos? So take a look carefully the Sugya Tzarevav Mabeis with the Tosos in. Take a look at the Rashba on that Sugya. Right, the Rashba disagrees with our Tosos. Take a look at Bava Kama, Daf Beis Amrav, the parallel Sugya. Take a look at the Tosos. And the Shita Mekubet says on that Sugya. What are differences between Avos and Toldos? This is just simply the groundwork. Right, before we start getting into the various machos. Baruch Hashem, the next year will be on Tuesday. We'll have some time to prepare the sugya. It'll take time. Okay? Go through very carefully. Avos, Toldos, Tosus introduces Hasra. Now, very unclear. Right? On Shabbos and Bechala Torah Kula, how do you give Hasra? What is or is not necessary when it comes to the case of Hasra? And Tosus' whole assumption that you need a very specific Hasra. You have to mention the Av, maybe you have to mention the Toldah. Is this really true, according to all Rishonim, that you require what we call a Hasra Mefuretes, such an exact Hasra? So take a look carefully at the Shitas of Rishonim regarding differences between Avos and Toldos.